It's the Morning Update with Drew Klein on 99.9 and AM 1370 WFEA.
Well, artificial intelligence is here. We had someone use an AI-generated voice to try to influence New Hampshire's presidential primary on the Democratic side. It's already changing our lives and affecting our lives. But what should the state government do with AI and the tools that that is giving people power to use in all kinds of ways? State Representative Thomas Corman from Lebanon has a bill on the subject. Hey, Representative.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
So can you give folks a little bit of your background here? You do have some I'd say higher than average knowledge on computer use.
Yeah, a little bit. I was a computer science professor at Dartmouth for 29 and a half years. I have undergrad and graduate degrees in computer science from Princeton and MIT, and I am co-author of the leading textbook on computer algorithms. It's called Introduction to Algorithms, 1,300 pages. It's sold over 1 million copies worldwide. That said, I am not an AI expert. Uh-huh. I never did research in AI, but I chaired the Dartmouth Computer Science Department for 6 years, and I've actually been in computers for 50. So I've had to keep up with what's going on in AI. And, of course, I've seen the tremendous growth and the potential and also the dangers.
So, Representative Corman, I got this problem with my laptop, and I went, I guess we'll do that off air. But so what does your bill do for regulating state use of artificial intelligence?
Yeah, so one of the things it does is it defines what artificial intelligence is, what generative artificial intelligence is, and what a deep fake is. Mm. And I want to come back to that in a few minutes. And then it actually says that there are certain things that state agencies may not do, and some things that they may do, but with, let's say, guardrails.
Yeah.
So I can go through those if you like.
Yeah, sure. So why don't we define our terms, really, first of all, because I think that's part of the challenge here.
Right.
Is defining what's what.
Right. So the bill defines AI as the ability of a machine to display human-like capabilities for cognitive tasks such as reasoning, learning, planning, and creativity. And the bill says that AI systems can actually adapt their behavior by analyzing previous actions operating under varying and under unpredictable circumstances without significant human oversight. Generative AI is AI that, we've seen that, can generate text, images, or other media in response to prompts. And then it says a deepfake is, the bill says, a video of a person. I need to amend that for other media. Mm-hmm. A video of a person which their face or body has been digitally altered so they appear to be someone else or saying something they have never said or doing something they've never done, and it's typically used maliciously or to spread false information. And actually, let me just stop here. There are actually four different bills relating to AI in the House right now, and they're in four different committees. And one of the things that we're realizing is each one has its own definitions, and we need to come up with a common definition.
Yeah, I think the definition thing is really crucial, and I like that you're already recognizing, hey, we got to do audio here too and not just video.
Yeah,
this stuff can get out of control really quickly. So, Representative Corman, when you're talking about the state responsibly using AI, honestly, when I saw that this was a bill, I just assumed this was coming from a free stater, a real libertarian type. But I think people across all ideological spectrums have some concerns about the state using artificial intelligence. What prompted your bill, first of all? What were your concerns?
Yeah, so my concern was that I could certainly see that AI has exploded in the last few years. People talk about exponential growth, and they don't really know what they're talking about when they say exponential, but I do. And it's been exponential.
That's a pet peeve. I'm going to pause you. Thanks for saying exponential growth does not mean what you think it means. Sorry for the digression, but that's great.
Oh, sure. And I've certainly seen cases where AI has been used, to not get the right result. Mm-hmm. For example, we know that there's bias in training data in AI systems. Mm-hmm. It's simply not possible to have an unbiased training set. So then you end up with what people call biased algorithms. What they really are biased training sets. So I was just concerned about the results of that. What could happen with AI used improperly or used without knowledge of what's going on?
Yeah.
So there have been bills in other places. In fact, I modeled this bill on legislation in Connecticut and the EU, but I tailored it to New Hampshire. So if you look at some of the other legislation, it applies to private industry and private companies. And I wanted something that really works for New Hampshire. And I decided, yeah, let's start with limiting what the state government can do, because I knew that way I could actually get a broad set of support. So when you look at the co-sponsors of my bill, I do have some progressive liberals, Democrats, and I do have free staters.
Yeah.
We all agree that the government shouldn't do certain things, and really what this bill is about is protecting the rights of Granite Staters.
Yeah, and I want to get into that bias thing. I mean, I just think this is a great topic, and so I find it hard to legislate, and this is what I kind of want to get to here with your bill, is that, as you pointed out correctly, the bias is kind of in the programmers and in the trainings, and then you get a system that, you know, produces results that you would expect, right, from human, the way we think. But what do you... So I want to get your response to this. So we hear folks on the left saying, look, you've got racial biases, you've got subtle biases, subconscious biases written into these things, and that's a problem. And then you've got people on the right who say, look at the Google AI art generator that will not generate an image of a white male. So you ask it for a founding father and it will only draw people with brown skin or black skin. It will not draw anybody with white skin. So what do you, like, how do you, is that discriminating against people? Like, how do you write it so that it's not discriminatory if the problem is with the people doing the programming?
Yeah, so the bill, I want to focus on the bill. The bill really doesn't talk about the technology.
Okay.
And I think that's an important thing. So when I read my definition of AI, notice it didn't say anything about the technology.
Right.
Because technology changes and training sets are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So the bill really defines AI in terms of the broad behavior of the system. And what the bill is attempting to do is, again, prevent the state from doing certain things and allow it to do certain things, but with restrictions.
Yeah.
And as far as biases that may pop up in training data, or in the algorithms themselves, although it's really typically the training data, the bill is just trying to limit what the government can do and put the guardrails in. So, for example, one of the things that the bill says is that we can't use AI to interpret or applying laws, including sentencing, except with a person in the loop actually checking on that.
Yeah. Gotcha. So you got to have, you sort of have to maintain human oversight of
everything. Yeah. Another example, probably a broader example of what the bill says is, if an AI system produces a recommendation or decision that once you actually execute that recommendation or decision, and if once executed, there's no way to undo it, then you have to have an appropriate human in the loop.
Right.
And the example I always think of is, imagine a hostage situation and the state police send in a robot. The robot does not decide what action to take, right? It's got to be a person deciding what action to take. The robot may recommend, or an AI may recommend, but you need a responsible human in the loop.
Yeah.
Because if the robot shoots someone and it's a mistake, you cannot unshoot them.
Right, right. All right, well, this is a great conversation. It's a really important topic because I think you've obviously hit on how this can be used by government at all levels, and kind of get out of our control. So what do you think, really quickly before we go, Representative Corman, the chances of this bill passing? In any sense of that?
I think it has a pretty good chance. It's in one of the committees right now, and the committee, we had the hearing a couple of weeks ago, And the committee seemed pretty interested in the bill. I believe it's going to go to a subcommittee because the bill does need some amendments. Mm-hmm. Some new thoughts have come to light since I wrote the bill last fall. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to work with the committee on amending it. And going back to these definition issues, there's some interest among some representatives to try to get a little working group together to at the very least, come up with a set of standard definitions that we can put in the various statutes that relate to AI.
I mean, I think when you write laws, that is the foundation of everything. It's just getting the definitions right.
You got to do that. Yeah. So I think this bill has a pretty good chance. You know, it's tough to get a bill passed in New Hampshire. It's got to get through committee and then through the House, and then it's got to go over to the Senate, and they may do something with it. And you know, if they make changes, we have to agree or come to some agreement, and then the governor has to sign it. It's a process, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, it takes a while. And well, hey, thanks for this, and thanks for coming on and talking about it. It's a really great issue, and I think it's a great, at least whatever happens, a way to start the conversation on how the state should use this new tech. So.
Well, you're welcome.
All right. Thanks a lot for your time, Representative Thomas Corman from Lebanon. And we will be back in just a minute on 99.9 and AM 1370 WFEA.